When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get ready for Crack the Customer Code, your audio guidebook for creating incredible customer journeys.
Adam, I think it's safe to say that there have been just a few changes to everybody's lives and everybody's workplace from 2019 to 2021. What do you think?
One or two, Jeannie, one or two.
Yeah, and the crazy part is we have been kind of rapidly evolving anyway. Technology changes, customer expectations change, all these things. But now we have to deal with, you know, understanding rules around the pandemic, rules around health and safety, things that are changing pretty quickly. And one of the things that I've seen about this that I think we need to get everybody as a customer experience leader to really think about is they're not necessarily including those frontline workers who are dealing directly with customers in the midst of all this change. They're not including them in the conversation early enough, or sometimes, frankly, they're the last to know. And so a change happens where somebody maybe is offering a discount even, and they announce it and they don't include the cashiers, or they make changes to how people have to interact in a restaurant, but they don't tell the hostess.
You know, like, yes.
All of these things that really matter. So how can we address that? That's what I would love to talk about today.
Well, we should be clear that this did not start with the pandemic. It has accelerated. Yes. Like many things, it has accelerated because of the pandemic, because I'm sure that there was some set of vendors outside the Roman Colosseum that weren't told that you know, the figs were on sale.
Right.
Right. So this has been going on since time immemorial, and it is a challenge of leadership and a challenge of scale, because the bigger the scale, the harder it is. And I think there, to your point, you know, there's two layers to it. There's upstream information and downstream information. Mm-hmm. So the first is, when you're making decisions, are you asking the front lines, how is this going to affect them? How is this going to affect the customers? Are you getting that information to come upstream? And then once you make a decision, once you have a sale or some of the things we're going to talk about, how are you disseminating that information to your team so that they are not the last to know, and particularly not the not finding out when they're standing face to face with a customer?
Right. Well, and it's not just the cashiers or the people who are dealing directly. It's also your customer success managers. It's your customer service workers. It's your contact center folks. And that's
your
IT team. Your IT team, exactly. Your mobile app people, like all these people. So, you know, one of the things I heard about, and this is kind of what prompted me to think about this more, was when there was something like a big marketing push, sometimes that is handled almost in its own department. And so they announce something and they say, okay, everybody gets a discount on this. And they haven't thought through, okay, what does that mean for, you know, have we explained that discount? Does that mean that we have to follow other rules? Like, do you have to buy a certain amount? Do you have to get a certain number of items before that discount kicks
in? How many
in?
Times can you use it is always
yes.
a big one.
Great, great point. And so what happens is you get that domino effect, because you not only have people who are maybe in the store trying to grapple with this, or on the other side of the website trying to figure out what customers are really looking for and asking for. But then if the customers don't get the thing that they think is promised, then they call the service line, right? And they start saying what's going on, or it leads to too many refunds and, you know, returns and things like that. So it's really something that is not just this one point on the journey. It can have this huge domino effect that affects all the things that are exactly what we're trying not to do in customer experience, right? Like, we have to make sure that we are, you know, we're telling people it's effortless.
Friction, not meeting expectations, giving expectations that aren't meetable.
Exactly.
Giving expectations that our team has not been trained or informed to meet. So let's talk a little bit about what it should look like also, because, you know, let's take that coupon example. One of the things is not just making sure you're clearly telling your frontline and your teams and your IT and everyone that, hey, we have this, here's the dates, here are the rules, but training them on what are the likely challenges they're going to face. Okay, here's an FAQ sheet when they ask, well, can I use this for my third cousin's sister's, you know, dog or whatever, you know, all the crazy stuff that comes up when you're, you know, customer facing. And giving your team the tool, not just the knowledge, but the tools to also be able to address these things. Because, I mean, you'd see this all the time. And I'll tell you when this happens, Jeannie, just coming from retail, holiday time.
Yep.
Holiday time, it is, because you've got a few layers. One, you've got all these specials, right? You've just got sales and specials and all these things. But then you've got inventory problems. You've got the container ship that got lost. We'll keep it positive to say it got lost, right? You've got the, it's not going to be in the stores, there's a snowstorm, but nobody is told. And the ad is still running. The sale is still running. Come get the hot new toy. So, you know, looking out for all these sort of pitfalls and communicating them.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the things that we're seeing right now is the rules are changing around social distancing. The rules are changing around some of these things. And so they kind of announce it arbitrarily and say, okay, we need people to be in line, spaced out. And so you might see the stickers on the floor and things like that. But have you given the people who are there tools to actually know what to do when people aren't doing that, or when they are giving you a hard time about it, or any of those things? So I think it's really important to think through not just how do we implement this at the jump, but how do we empower our people with the right tools? How do we think through that entire customer journey and go through all those what if scenarios? What if somebody doesn't comply? What if we have another change this week? What if there's another rule change? How do we get that communication out? And I think that's where a lot of times in retail or at restaurants, they have the daily meeting or the huddle where they basically say, this is everything we've got for you. These are all the changes. Let's make sure you hear them. We have ways of doing that.
Yesterday's fish is now the stew.
Right, exactly.
And I think it's a good, you know, one of the things we teach and in our training is to try to avoid rules whenever possible. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not always possible. Now, more guidelines. And I think, especially with your pandemic example and some of these things that are safety related, I think it's important to differentiate between rules and guidelines and to let your team know, okay, hey, look, there's some flex. If they bring in the coupon 3 days late, give it to them. It's okay. If they don't follow our COVID protocol, that's not okay, whatever that may be, right? And so making sure that the teams know the difference between these things and where there's flex, where they're empowered, right? And where, okay, this is a hard line and here's how you enforce it and here's what you do if it escalates.
And here's how to protect yourself. Yeah, exactly. And I think one of the things I see again and again is where we don't have communication about customer experience from department to department, right? Everybody's siloed. Some of the tools that we have are best practices in customer experience for a reason. We have customer journey mapping because that allows everybody to see the full scope of what a customer is dealing with and to understand that what I do in marketing has a direct impact on the actual customer experience. Or, you know, how thinking through when should we bring in that frontline for their opinions and get their feedback and their data, and then making that visible throughout your organization and training and communication. And you know, we've got ways to communicate pretty quickly now. So, you know, real-time communication and coaching, using text, using things, video messaging for your employees, things like that, that can really help pull people into the moment when you really need to, when the time is critical. So we have some things that help us here, and I think sometimes we just don't rely on them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think to your point, when you mentioned the silos, sometimes people are in their own world. They have their blinders on. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, my job is to get this in the newspaper, to get it in, you know, Google Ads, to get it right. in the app. My job's not to tell everybody.
Right.
Well,
right.
somebody has to tell somebody. Yep. Right. Yep. So the person whose job it is needs to know that. And that, you know, that's where you really get into the same silo CX issues that we talk about in every other context. Mm-hmm. They apply here. But here they can be really, one, brand damaging and employee morale damaging.
And I think right now that's a huge topic to consider as well. You know, we're hearing about the great resignation and all of these things. So maintaining a positive culture, empowering your employees and keeping morale up have to be top of the agenda right now. And, you know, think through, what do they need to know? What do people, what right now is happening where some people are finding out last, and what can we do to rectify that? Because it's really important right now, and your employees and your customers deserve it.
Well, you know what, Jeannie? You know who is never the last to know? The Crack the Customer Code community.
That's exactly right. We are always so grateful for you. Thank you so much for listening to Crack the Customer Code. Crack the Customer Code is a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Be sure to check out all the great business content at csuiteradio.com and csuiteTV.com. I'm Jeannie Walters. You can find me at experienceinvestigators.com.
And I'm Adam DePork, and you can connect with me at customersthatstick.com. Until next time, take care of yourself.
And take care of your customers.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.